This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Well, on to this now. In India's capital, New Delhi, on Sunday extended its lockdown as the country's COVID-19 crisis grew, with infections and deaths hitting record highs. The vast nation of over 1 billion people recorded 349,691 new cases on Sunday, taking the overall total of confirmed cases that the country has recorded thus far to 16.96 million, and there have also been 192,311 deaths. But in the last 7 days, India has recorded more than 2 million cases, an increase of over 58% on the previous week, according to data compiled by AFP. Let's speak to the founder and editor-in-chief of The Probe, Prerna Sridevi, joining us online. Good morning to you, Prerna, our time, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and happy Freedom Day to you all from India.
Oh, much appreciated. Thank you so much for that. Prerna, I have to say, I mean, I did see the video that you put together on The Probe, the little report that you put together of what the situation is that's unfolding in New Delhi. It is absolutely extraordinary there. Firstly, let me ask you this. How are authorities, referring to this, in a sense that is it being dealt with or considered as a second wave? Or because here in South Africa, we are basically in a situation where we are anticipating what would be a third wave. Where are you in terms of the pandemic in the country?
Well, in India, we are calling this a second wave, and the kind of numbers that we are talking about here is really staggering. For instance, in the last 1 day alone, India recorded over 3.5 lakh new COVID cases, and the country's total infections have gone over 1.73 crores, and you can imagine the numbers. And the death toll has now reached 1.95 lakhs, and it's close to 2 lakhs now. But the problem here is these are just the recorded figures. Mm. The concern here is, what about the cases of infected people who are dying in their own homes because there is no record of their death? In fact, in Delhi, which is the national capital, even testing has become a problem. So people, when they have symptoms, they are unable to get tested. So they stay quarantined inside their homes. So the situation is not really good. But the fact is that there has been so much of criticism against the government because the ruling party, the BJP, has been busy doing rallies. And why blame the government alone? Even the opposition here has been busy with election rallies for elections that have been held in 5 states here. And so during these rallies, all COVID protocols or norms were flouted, like wearing of masks or social distancing. So many people feel that being so careless at such a time, especially when we had the first COVID wave, that perhaps may have led to the second wave.
And is it so? This is more a reflection, as you say, of maybe a certain complacency that has crept into Indian society and led by government as well, where allowing all these major large events to take place. So is it not about the particular variant? Because what we learned last time out is that we now, discovered what I think has now become known as a South African variant around the world, which turned out to be a lot more infectious and. So that's why we had so many more people getting it. Is this not something that has been observed with this latest outbreak in India?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the Indian variant is supposed to be very potent, and it's far more dangerous than what we saw last year. But having said that, the kind of measures the government has been taking here to contain the spread of the virus, that is coming under a lot of scrutiny at the moment. But having said that, on the ground, the situation seems to be really very bad. In fact, the World Health Organization chief had recently said that the situation in India is beyond heartbreaking. I would just say that the situation in India cannot just be described in words because, for instance, yesterday I was in one of the cremation sites here in Delhi. At one point, I was in the middle of a cremation site with over 30 COVID bodies being burnt around me and many more COVID dead bodies literally placed on a queue for their turns to be cremated. So the situation, and this was just in one particular place in Delhi, it was one cremation site. So when we spoke to cremators, and they have been telling us they're completely overwhelmed by the rush of bodies. So in fact, even the people who fetch woods for these cremations, they have been telling us that wood is running out to cremate the dead. So you can imagine the condition here. But on the good side, the government has announced that from May 1st, all adults in India can be eligible for vaccination, which literally makes India one of the first countries to allow all adults to seek a vaccine against the virus. But the most challenging, so this will be one of the largest vaccination drives. And to be frank, everything depends on how well this vaccination drive is going to be implemented. And when it comes to vaccination here, the onus is also on the respective state governments, where some state governments have already announced that they will give free doses from May 1st. So the vaccination drive brings in a lot of hope. But there again, vaccinating a country with 1.3 billion population is not easy, and it comes with its own set of challenges. For instance, think about it this way. Your country's population is around 59 million, and India's population is 1,300 million. And you can imagine what it means to carry out a successful vaccination drive in such a populous country.
And ironically, of course, India is the one of the world's leaders in vaccine production. What a vaccine will be rolled out, or which vaccine will be rolled out then across the country?
So right now, we have access, Indians have access to Covaxin. We also have access to Covishield, and very soon in the next couple of weeks, we are also going to get access to Sputnik. That's the Russian vaccine. But what is overwhelming here is several countries have come forward to help India. In fact, just yesterday, the Prime Minister spoke to U.S. President Joe Biden, and he thanked him for the support provided by the U.S. to India. In fact, United States has dispatched over 5 tons of oxygen concentrators, and they have promised to help dish out more for India in the coming days. Several countries, including Britain and Germany, they have pledged to send help to India. But the sad part is the Indian government is also under a lot of scrutiny. Literally, they have been caught unawares, and they have not. Many people here feel that the government has not taken the adequate measures. There is total mismanagement and chaos in the way the government has handled the situation, and the people on the ground, they are literally left in the lurch. But one of the other developments is high courts in a state in India, the Madras High Court, very recently observed that even the Election Commission of India should be put up on murder charges for being the most irresponsible institution in the last so many months, as the Election Commission has not been able to stop these political parties from holding rallies and violating the COVID protocol. And these are strong words coming from a high court in the country.
And as far as the lockdown is concerned, is it just confined now to the capital, Delhi? Or, I mean, because one of the things that has been said about lockdowns is that the country cannot afford to have nationwide lockdowns. And that's part of what's made it even more difficult to deal with this latest wave and so upsurge.
Yes, in fact, there has been a lockdown in the place where I am. In fact, I am in Noida. There is a partial lockdown. In Delhi, there is a lockdown. And in several other parts, states in the country, they have announced lockdowns. For instance, in Karnataka, they have announced lockdowns. So It depends on each of the state government on how they are willing to wanting to handle the situation. But at the same time, having said that, the government has been very clear that at this point, they cannot afford a complete nationwide lockdown. But there have been a lot of awareness campaigns being spread across the country on how it is very important for people to stay inside their homes. Because right now we still don't have access. There are numerous testing centers that are available across the country, but then it's completely overcrowded. So when people have symptoms, they have been advised to stay at home. Even if they feel that they have to get tested and they are unable to get themselves tested, the government is asking them, do not worry if you're not able to get yourself tested. The moment you have symptoms, please consider yourself as COVID infected and stay indoors and take all the necessary precautions. So that is the situation right now.
And just very quickly, what are the latest numbers showing there? Is there any respite, or is it, are the numbers still continuing in an upwards trajectory?
Oh, the numbers have been steadily rising, as I already told you. These are really staggering numbers. For instance, in the last 24 hours alone, India recorded over 3.5 lakh new COVID cases. And these numbers, if you compare it with last week's numbers, they have been steadily rising. In fact, the total infections in the country has crossed over 1.73 crores. The death toll is about to touch 2 lakhs, and that's really huge. That's like 200,000. And so, again, the question here is, when it comes to the death figures, what about the there is still a lot of criticism against the government for misreporting or perhaps underreporting these numbers, because on the ground situation is completely different. For instance, one of the days when we went to a particular site in Delhi, we found that there were 80 deaths in that cremation ground alone. But when you see the figures of the government for Delhi, it seemed pretty low for that particular day. So if you see the on-ground situation, there are a lot of dead bodies that are coming to graveyards, that are being sent to cremation sites. And these are all death due to COVID, but and most of them have not been recorded by the government of India.
Thank you so much for that in-depth update and all the insights. I really appreciate it. Prema, we wish you well. Please be safe, and hopefully things start to turn around soon.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
That is the founder and editor-in-chief of The Probe. If you check out my timeline, I've retweeted a video report that they did just outlining how dire the situation is in India at the moment. Over record numbers now being recorded, over 350,000 new cases being reported in the last 24 hours, as you heard. This is Power Breakfast.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.